Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. This evening's main headlines, the Donegal family representatives on the Defence Working Group have unveiled their final position paper to government. And the chair of Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee has said Dara O'Brien needs to make a decision based on the position paper in the coming weeks. Church leaders are also backing calls for 100% redress for Mica families today. The Sale to Hospital Group say that additional visiting restrictions are being put in place at LUH due to an outbreak of COVID-19. And 1,392 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported here this evening. We'll have those stories in full and a lot more, as well as the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin and Anuacht Oskilga Lacolm Ferreter, all in the next half hour. Back to our main stories this evening, however, and Donegal family representatives on the Defective Blocks Working Group have unveiled their final position paper, maintaining their calls for 100% redress and providing the three pillars they will base their final negotiations with government representatives on. The paper demands 100% redress of all costs associated with repairing or rebuilding Mica-affected homes, including the scrapping of the current 9010 scheme, VAT payments relating to rebuilding, and all costs incurred by homeowners on repairs to homes so far be refunded. The document also proposes changes to the assessing of the defective block scheme, including the scrapping of testing fees. It also includes demands for assurances for homeowners, including an official certificate of remediation, as well as a government guarantee. The final main ask is that properties such as second homes, community, commercial and farm buildings also be included in any redress scheme. Eileen Doherty is a Donegal family representative on the working group. She says they were pleased with the final presentation of their paper earlier today.
We were very pleased with the presentation and how we presented that today to the officials and the working group. The response was basically, most of the meeting was taken up by us presenting our position. We told them it was an informed position. We've been working since May or June. We've gone off and done our homework. We had come back with figures where we had a very quantifiable what we meant by 100% redress. We talked to them about the important state guarantee and about the inclusion of all homes into the scheme. At the end of the process, they were afforded questions, so they asked us a number of questions, just clarifying things around cost. They are going to ask us to come back next week to give them further clarifications. They're going to take some time to look at our paperwork and our documentation over the next few days, and then they're going to ask us additional questions. And the one good positive news as well is that we asked them whether they were still committed to giving us an answer to these issues by the end of September, and they said yes, that's actually what they're working towards. They really would not give anything away in terms of how they felt about the proposal. The only thing they said is that it's likely that we will not agree on all of the things that you have asked for. But ultimately, the decision is not going to be made by this working group, not ourselves, not the other representatives, civil servants on the working group. Ultimately, this final decision will be made by Dara O'Brien and his cabinet member colleagues, including Charlie McConlogue. Ultimately, it's going to come down to that. They even reiterated today that some of the things that they don't agree with us on, the Cabinet may decide to vote in favour of the families. So we have done as much negotiation. We don't feel there's any need or any benefit for families to continue negotiation. We're very firm in where we are. We won't be deviating. And we just hope that ultimately that the Cabinet and the Government make the right decision.
Speaking earlier today, the Chair of Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee, Councillor Martin McDermott, told today's Nine Till Noon show that it's vital that Housing Minister Dara O'Brien makes a decision based on the position paper in the coming weeks.
There's houses that are there at the minute, Greg, that probably won't see another winter, won't be able to live in for another winter. Families won't be able to live in for another winter. Families won't be able to spend another Christmas in. We can't have that situation. The people are going through enough at the minute. They've went through enough in relation to their own mental health, in relation to their children's mental health. This is something that can't run on and run on. It has to be dealt with. As I say, the working group has done fantastic work to have this document ready for today. It's now going to be handed over, and then it's in the arms of the civil service first, and then the minister to make a call as soon as possible. And that call definitely has to be made by late September, early October at the latest.
Church leaders are also backing calls for 100% redress for Mica families today. Roman Catholic and Church of Ireland bishops, as well as a leading Presbyterian clergyman, visited affected homes and say they are gravely concerned at the family's plight. They have set out three guarantees they believe homeowners need. They are 100% redress, a 40-year state-back guarantee, and for full redress to be made available to all those affected by MICA. Bishop over Foe Alan McGuckian says the response offered by government for other crises deserves to be given to these homeowners.
There will only be a future if there is the full support that is needed. And, you know, like, we saw it very much as a personal thing, from family to family to family. But it's a national crisis. You know, like, there's 5,000 or 7,000 in this county alone. We were also talking to Bishop Doran and the others further south, in Sligo and Mayo. And this is a national crisis and needs to be addressed the way we have addressed other national crises. You know, like the ones that have affected everybody when the banks went down. When, indeed, the COVID thing, we dig deep when there are these things. And there is, it's important to say, there is the precedent of the pyrite issue, which affected the east of the country, and there was 100% redress. And just all of these things have to be borne in mind when hard-headed decisions are made.
Meanwhile, Reverend Andrew Forrester, Church of Ireland Bishop of Derry and Raphoe, described his visit to MICA-affected properties as sobering. His hope is that government will commit to 100% redress.
To say it was a sobering experience would be to underestimate it. It was heartbreaking. We were with a young family who in the summer had to make the decision to move out of their house because it felt as it was dangerous. We were with another family who already demolished, and we were with an old age pensioner whose house she just feels the gable wall could fall out at any time. So it was a really heartbreaking situation. And what we found are people who, you know, have worked hard, wanted to build a home for themselves, for their family, and for their future. And now, because of no fault of their own, their houses are dangerous. And our hope is that the government will reconsider their scheme to give 100% redress, because we have people who are in huge financial difficulty, which, as you know, leads to all sorts of stress and all sorts of anguish in their day-to-day life.
The Cilta Hospital Group say that additional visiting restrictions are being put in place at Letterkenny University Hospital on wards where there are confirmed cases of COVID-19 due to an outbreak at the hospital. According to the latest HSE figures, there are currently 22 patients at LUH who have tested positive for COVID-19, making it the third highest number of admitted COVID patients in the country, just behind Galway University Hospital and Cork University Hospital. Latest INMO Trolley Watch figures also show today, LUH was the second most overcrowded hospital in the country, with 39 admitted patients awaiting a bed, 5 in the emergency department, and a further 34 in other wards of the hospital on trolleys. With more on the visiting restrictions, here's Ken Murray.
The Cilta Hospital Group says that additional visiting restrictions are being put in place at Letterkenny University Hospital due to an outbreak of COVID-19. Hospital management says that visitors are only to come to the hospital if absolutely necessary, and that visiting restrictions will be in place on wards where there has been a confirmed outbreak of COVID-19. For those in wards without a COVID outbreak, visiting will be limited to one visitor per inpatient per day, staggered across wards at either 6:30 p.m., 7:15 p.m. or 8 p.m. Hospital appointments, however, are still going ahead, with people attending being advised to arrive no earlier than 10 minutes before their appointment to facilitate social distancing.
1,382 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported here this evening. The 5-day moving average of cases now stands at 1,311, which is 170 fewer than 2 weeks ago. Latest figures also show the country's 14-day incidence rate is 395 per 100,000 people, with Monaghan's the highest in the state and Donegal maintaining the second highest incidence rate. 288 COVID patients are now in hospital, 2 fewer than yesterday, but the ICU figure is now up 6 to 73. Meanwhile, the Forza Trade Union says it's far too early to relax self-isolation rules for children who are close contacts. The organisation, which represents 14,000 school staff, says the guidelines shouldn't change until COVID cases here reduce consistently. It's after NPHET indicated yesterday that isolation rules for children who are close contacts could be eased later this month. Approximately 10,000 children are currently missing school because they're a close contact of a confirmed COVID case. But GP Ilona Duffy says some of those will be sitting out classes unnecessarily.
We have to be sure that they're not missing out on weeks and months of school unnecessarily. Obviously, also, it has a huge impact on parents who are having to take time out to provide care to those children. So I think now that we are seeing better control on the figures, we haven't seen a dramatic rise in our COVID cases with the return to school. I think it will allow us to look at this and allow us to be a little less cautious.
Investigations are continuing following the death of a man in his 80s in a crash in the Queenly's Point, Muff area yesterday evening. The man, the sole occupant of his vehicle, was fatally injured in the two-car collision at around 5:30pm at Greenbank yesterday evening. The driver and passenger in the other car, both men in their 30s and 40s, were treated at the scene for their injuries. The road between Quigley's Point and Muff remained closed to facilitate a forensic investigation of the scene. Superintendent Goretti Sheridan is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
We had a fatal road traffic collision at Greenbanks and Quigley's Point yesterday evening at approximately 5:15 to 5:30pm. There was two vehicles, a red Chevrolet Matisse and a white Ducato van. Unfortunately, one male driver, who was the sole occupant of one of the cars, was fatally injured during the collision. And he was 84 years of age, so, you know, on that point, condolences to his family and friends, to that occasion for them. His remains were removed from the scene and they're currently at Letterkenny University Hospital, and they'll wait on a postmortem there this morning. And the occupants of the second car, they were treated for their injuries at the scene. They were in their 30s and 40s. So, as you say, the scene is currently preserved and there's diversions in place. And really, you know, at this stage, we're looking, appealing for anybody with any information in relation to the collision, anybody that was on the road at the time, or anybody that may have dash cam footage from that area or CCTV footage along that route, to contact Buncrana Garda Station. And the number for the station is 932-0002, or else the Garda Confidential line, which is 1-800-666-111.
The time is now 12 minutes past 5. We'll take a quick break, and Sport with Kenny is coming up after these.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. Exclusive stockists of Jim Goddess leggings with nationwide next day delivery.
The time's coming up on a 5:15. Time to go over the sports desk with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. Starting with soccer, and Will Seymour, Jordan Musto and Sean Boyd are all Dutch for this evening's FAI Cup quarter-final as Finn Harps host the holders Dundalk at Finn Park. Johnny Dunleavy, he'll miss out through injury. Kick-off is at 8 o'clock and the game will be live on Highland with Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle on commentary. For Dundalk, Daniel Cleary and Han Jong-woo return from suspension, but they make the trip without a number of players still missing through injury, including Patrick McElhinney. Well, former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan feels it's a huge opportunity for the Ballybofey side in this competition.
It's a massive opportunity to get to a cup semi-final. We look at the teams that are left in the draw. You know, yes, Bows are there. They play Maynooth. You know, you think that they're going to get through that tie. Pats will play Wexford. UCD will play Waterford. You know, there's a massive opportunity when you think of teams that are left in the draw. Harps have beaten all these teams in the league array this year. So they need to be looking. I'm sure they won't look past the first game, okay? They won't look past Dundalk at the weekend because it's a massive opportunity. You have to be organised. Everyone's head has to be on for that one. But I think maybe leave the league for a week. They've done so well in the league up to now. They've got themselves out of a hole. You know, it was talk about a couple of months ago that they would have taken a playoff. They would have taken a relegation playoff, no problem. Now we're looking up the way. Now Harps are looking up the way. And I think maybe take a break from the league for a bit. But I think, you know, Harps very much and the players will be looking to get into the semi-final.
Yeah, that's Finn Harps against Dundalk tonight in the FAI Cup quarter-final. Elsewhere, it's Bohemians against Maynooth University Town. UCD play Waterford and St Pat's, they host Wexford FC. In the Irish League Championship tonight, there's two games down for decision. Tomorrow, there's two games down for decision. Derek View, they play Queen's University and Institute, they're up against Ards. Well, in the Premier League this evening, Newcastle United, they host Leeds United at St James's Park. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Newcastle are second from bottom, but boss Steve Bruce doesn't feel he's the focus of fan anger.
I don't feel as I'm the lightning rod. I get on with my job as best I can, and I'll continue to do it as best I can until somebody says it's different.
Well, an amputee international soccer today. Donegal native James Boyle was part of the Irish team in the European Championships. They took on the defending champions, Turkey, in today's quarter final. But Turkey were too strong for Ireland today. It was Turkey 4, Ireland 0. Gaelic games, the Derry football, intermediate football championship. There's a couple of games down for decision this evening. Fochan Vale, they play St Mary's, Slough Manus, and St Malachy's, Castle Dawson. They're up against Glenullen. And in the Junior Hurling Championship here in Donegal, there's three games down for decision this evening. St Dunan's, they play Setanta. Dunlow are up against Four Masters. And Eirua Ballyshannon up against Letterkenny Gaels. Tomorrow in Gaelic games, the Senior Football Championship, it's Niamh Connell up against Glenfinn. Intermediate action, Burt, they play Convoy. And Mallon, they're up against Naoimh Wirra Lower Rosses. On Sunday, the Senior Football Championship sees St Noel's play Termon. Four Masters, they up against Eirua Ballyshannon. And McCool's, they're up against St Michael's. In boxing, the first boxing event in the Republic of Ireland in 18 months will be staged this evening. The National Elite Championships, they get underway at the National Stadium in Dublin. One of the fights due for this evening, Patrick Adamus of Drumna takes on Jude Galler of Two Castles. That's in the 57-kilogram weight. In some other news, the race, the 24-hour endurance test, which has a 15k kayak and 166 kilometres cycling, 5 kilometres mountain running and 64 kilometres road and trail running, has been cancelled at short notice for this year because of the insurance problems. Their insurance company would not provide the event with cover this year. And after trying elsewhere in Ireland and the UK, they failed to get any insurance. So regrettably, the event had to be cancelled, and the organisers say they were greatly disappointed. It was to be held in and around Garten. In golf, Niall Kearney is two shots off the lead following his second round at the Dutch Open. The overnight leader carried a 69 today and he's in the clubhouse at 10 under par. Christopher Broberg, he broke Kearney's day-old course record with a 64, seeing the Swede head the field on 12 under par. Graham McDowell shot a 66. He's in the clubhouse on 7 under par. In the PGA Tour, the Fortinet Championships taking place in California. Maverick McNeely and Ches Reavie, they're leading the way on 7 under par. World number one, John Rahm, he's in level par as he prepares to get a second round underway. In rugby, there's still no room for Simon Zeebo in an extended Irish training squad despite his return to Munster. Andy Farrell summoned 50 players ahead of the Autumn Internationals. Zeebo has been in international wilderness since joining French side Racing in 2017. There's also no place for either for Leinster out half Ross Byrne or Ulster scrum half John Cooney. Farrell has included Jonathan Sexton, Cian Healy and Keith Ayres after giving the veteran trio a break this summer. Ireland, they play Japan, New Zealand and Argentina in November. And the IRFU say they've received reports from all four provinces regarding last week's temporary change in facilities at Energia Park. Connacht and Ulster were forced to change in a derelict area of the stadium next to Bunns. The IRFU say the province's reports will form the initial basis of their review. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. Don't forget the FAI quarter final this evening. Finn Harps up against Dundalk. Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle will bring us live commentary here on Highland Radio. It's back to Daniel.
Gourmet Hoga Kenny, Augusta Nish, and Nuot Oskilaga, Le Colm Ferreter.
Shea Ramahas, Le Colm Ferreter, and Shaw. Ta emakti go leor bartihe, don iho halterhe an art, hart chanter geltikte hondagun and all. An unnod fobble Ellen Aaron Ward, by Kjol, Kanch, August Chas Bantis, Green Grafadrukte, O Ronan Galvin, Fuin Kjol, a Hannick on Ellen, an Clahan Lea, by Session Scaliakte, Le Kim Sharkey, August Fishan, Le Brian Byrne, Bonnie Chan, Wohert, Iren, and Narasan. Agus Tala Agusiha Halterhe Il Grehe Sachan Varak Lekol Alin Ran Farcha Agus Chas Bantus Erin Cardiacta Traditionta Hias Ijilin Bay Kalyuru Halterhe Le Session Bailigis Agusingi Dor Bay Session Kyol Le Kyotri Ogun the Kranoge Leshin Kyotor Umracha Maredni Winnie Staurin Nua Gelige Shenyamij Acholu Egmared the Iho Halter Foster Le Daniel O'Donnell, Donald McRury, Katrina Solon, August Dalty as Pobble Skull Narasan, Illig in a Chunlachan. San Auraclan, Tachas Bantas, Alinia Le Fekel, Star Ellen Rola, Akari Lahar, Egmarin E. Ari, Agus Bekiol on Foster, Tosha de Gashar to Clug, August Tachas Bantas, Jalavadorakta, Lahort Ali and Tor Tivumidan Araclan on Comai on North. Comai la drama la hashtarigi door August session dalsa la Deirdre Forrestal August Kyol Arisht led Kyoltri in the Cranoga. Engidor Crinel Channel her Crinu public on Kosh Jabun Aronu August session play a Yenif and Flan Kohahihe and Chanter ten Crinu Bartihe than Trio La August Feet and Visha. Ega hokta clog egan our clan. August a tae forest negiliga occur falcha river irritish o onage egehis harter and cheer don chonskan of scrive lord em leona. It's chonskadal a scrive lord ariha e clar in the lord giliga a valandini oga lord hia also in giliga is fedger lord a scrive de lau na ab egehis usage. Con the Lord a curry greek a warm digita emlena gustagah olus egg forest negeriga. Shim mahodcha eligulier slanagus banacht.
And now the weather. Tonight, most areas will be dry with clear spells. Some mist and fog will set in later, however. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius overnight tonight. This evening's main headlines once again. The Donegal Family Representatives Only Defective Blocs Working Group have unveiled their final position paper to government, maintaining their calls for 100% redress and providing the three pillars they will base their final negotiations with government representatives on. The chair of Donegal County Council's Mica Redress Committee has said it's vital the Housing Minister makes a decision based on that position paper in the coming weeks. Church leaders are also backing calls today for 100% redress for Mica families. Roman Catholic and Church of Ireland bishops, as well as a leading Presbyterian clergyman, visited affected homes and say they're gravely concerned at Mica families' plight. The Saoilte Hospital Group say that additional visiting restrictions are being put in place at Letterkenny University Hospital in wards where there have been outbreaks of COVID-19. There are currently 22 COVID patients at LUH. And 1,392 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported this evening in the Republic of Ireland. The five-day moving average of cases now stands at 1,311, 170 fewer than 2 weeks ago. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll have the latest headlines for you again at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, September the 17th. The death has occurred of Peter Brown, Carrick. His remains will be reposing at Letterkenny Funeral Home, Port Road from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, with removal to St. Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, arriving at 7:30 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Monday at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, with interment afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery, travelling via the family home at Carrick to the cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family and close friends only, please. Any inquiries to Con McDade Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary Gallagher Ní Dougherty, Pinky Hill, Arranmore Island. Her remains are reposing at her residence. House strictly private to family only. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11 a.m. in St. Crone's Church, Arranmore, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to St. Crone's Church Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Edward English, 230 Cullmore Road, Derry. His remains will be removed from his home on Saturday at 5 p.m. for Funeral Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, on Sunday at 1 p.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House restricted to family and close friends only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to the Foyle Hospice. The death has occurred of Anne Connors, Ní McPaul, Mean Moore, Dunlow. Her remains will repose in McGlynn's Funeral Home from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. this evening, with removal to her home in Mean Moore at 8 p.m. House private to family and close friends only. Funeral Mass in St. Cronus Church, Dunlow, at 12 noon on Sunday, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. The death has taken place of Michael Davern, 7 O'Gara Villas, Maville. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for 10:30 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Pius X Church, Maville, followed by burial in Temple Moor, County Tipperary.
Michael's funeral mass can be viewed live on mevilleparish.com. The death has occurred of Brendan McColgan, Carrigmore House, Ishakeen, Muff. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Patrick's Church, Ishakeen, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Brendan's requiem mass can be viewed on MCN Media, Ishakeen. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. House is strictly private. The death has taken place of John Tosser McCrossan, 4 Marion Park, Strabane. Funeral leaving Quigley's Funeral Home, Strabane, tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Grace McDade, Lower Crone, Remelton. Her remains are reposing at her home. The wake is private to family, neighbours and friends. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Remelton. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Donegal Hospice Palliative care of Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Directors or any family member. And the death has occurred of Mary O'Donnell, Dear Law, and formerly of Drim the Didge, Lettermack Award. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Margaret Trierty's house in Dearlaw. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in Lettermack Award Church with interment afterwards in the new cemetery.